he is coming. They did not know when. They did not know how. They did not know who. They could not have imagined it would have happened as it did. Both of my parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were righteous in the sight of God. They were blameless before God. They were both advanced in years. They would have been in the really somethings class here at Dayspring. My dad was a priest one day, and while he was performing the priestly service in the temple of the Lord, an angel appeared to him. He was startled by the angel. Understandably, fear gripped him. It was an angel, the angel Gabriel, and he had a message for my dad about me. Gabriel, you see, is usually in the presence of God. But this time he had come down to earth to talk to my dad. He told my dad that he was going to have a son and to name him John. I've come to be known as John the Baptist, but the Baptist is not my last name. God told Gabriel, and Gabriel told my dad. Gabriel said that I was going to be great in the sight of God, and that I was going to turn many of the sons of Israel back to God. I was going to be a forerunner of the Messiah. I was going to let people know that the Messiah was coming. But my dad did not think that that could happen because he was a really something. He did not believe he could have a son. He was too old to have a son. He was too old to play with a son, to chase a son. And he doubted it. And because of the angel, because of that doubt, the angels prevented him from talking until I was born. Always, always, always believe what an angel tells you. If an angel comes to you and tells you something, believe it. Because it is true. When I was named, since my dad could not talk, he had to write it on a tablet. He said, he wrote, his name is John. Then he began to talk and praise God. And those around him and those around us became scared because they did not know what was going on. They did not know what they just witnessed. People all around us talking, who are these people? Why are they here? Who is this? They wondered, what will this child turn out to be? Oh, they had no idea what I was going to be. For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him. A few months later, Gabriel made another surprise visit to a woman to tell her that she was going to have a son and to call him Jesus. She was also perplexed by all of this. How can this be? I'm young, not married. How can this be? He told her that her son was going to be great too, and that he was going to save his people. His kingdom will have no end. He told Mary about my mom and me. Gabriel, the archangel, told Mary about me. He told her and Jesus about me. A few months later, when Mary was still pregnant with Jesus, she visited with my mother when she was still pregnant with me. When Mary arrived, I was filled with the Holy Spirit and I leaped in my mother. I was the first one. My mother was the first one that I said, "Behold the Lamb of God." I was not even born yet. And the first time that I was in Jesus' presence, I knew it. My mother was the first person. But of many, many more would come. My mother cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit in your womb." I knew from an early age that there was a call of God on my life. I lived in the deserts until the day of my public appearance. I had stylish camel clothes. I wore a leather belt, and I carried around locusts and wild honey. I have some extra if you might need one in locusts afterwards. I've always been a little intense and a little different. Tact was not my strong suit, you brood of vipers, and it eventually cost me my life. But until then, people were drawn to me from all regions to confess. They were looking for something to confess their sins. I baptized them and I told them, make ready because the Savior is coming. The Messiah, the one that we have waited for so many years, He is coming. Make ready the way of the Lord. But I am not the light. I will let you know when the light is here. I would point them, there's the Lamb of God. I would tell you when the Lamb is here. I will let you know because I'm the forerunner. That was my job. My destiny was to be the forerunner. Many people thought I was the prophet like I was Elijah. But that's not who I was. I was to prepare the way. Isaiah the prophet said about me, the Lord called me before I was born, while I was in my mother's womb. Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord. I was called to prepare the way for the way. I was the voice crying in the wilderness. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God. All of my life I've heard stories of my ancestors and their struggles. My dad was a priest, so I heard all sorts of stories. My parents told me about Moses and the laws and the prophets. I heard stories of how lambs were sacrificed for sins and salvation. The blood of the Passover lamb provided salvation and protection for our people when Pharaoh would not let us go. The blood that was put over the door frame provided salvation for many firstborn children that night and prevented a lifetime of grief for their parents. Judgment and death passed over them that night because of the blood of the Lamb. They also told me about the Day of Atonement. This was when the priest would bring a goat to the temple. He would lay hands on the goat and confess all the sins of the Israelites. Put them on the goat's head, and the goat would take them away. But the sin was never really dealt with. It was just covered up. It was sent out of town. One day I saw him coming. I yelled, "This is the one! He is the one. He was before me. Here is the Messiah." Jesus came to me to baptize him. I was not even worthy to carry his sandal, to untie his sandal, but he came to me to baptize him. And I said, "I want you to baptize me." And he said, "No." And I'm glad I baptized him, and I'm glad that I did, because when I brought him up, the heavens opened and a dove came down. The Holy Spirit came down from heaven and landed on him. And we all heard, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. This is God's chosen one." The Lamb of God who takes away the sin. Not just covers it, takes it away. The Lamb of God became the scapegoat for the sinners of the world. He did not do the sin. He received punishment for everyone's sin, even though he was completely innocent. God turned his back on him that day. He fought sin and death and won. The scapegoat and the sacrifices the priest made did not really take the sin away. It only covered it up. Jesus did not cover up the sin. He took it away. The sin is gone, never to return. It has been defeated. God the Father put the sin of the world on the Lamb of God. He was sent outside of town to be sacrificed so the sin could be taken away forever. The only one that was alive is the only one who could die. The sin isn't covered. It isn't hidden. It is taken away. It is finished. Sin and death are finished. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For the law was given through Moses. No more lambs or sacrifices or scapegoats or bulls, for that doesn't do it. No more covering up. The Messiah has come. The sacrifice has been made. The sin has been washed away and has been exchanged for the righteousness of Christ for all who believe. We have been redeemed by the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. Out of His fullness, we now have received all the grace and truth through Jesus Christ. It is finished. The resurrected Lamb of God is yours. You are forgiven.